A post shared on Twitter is giving residents the heads up that a rally inspired by the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa will likely happen in the region this weekend. The post shows a flyer with the phrase, "True North Strong and Free," and a tractor truck in front of a maple leaf across the top. It invites supporters to a Waterloo Town Square convoy on Saturday, February 5th and Sunday, February 6th at noon. It's looking for vehicles and people on foot to join in and suggests a route that goes through the Wilfrid Laurier University campus area. Twitter users replying to the post are condemning the protest and expressing concern for businesses in uptown Waterloo. Regional Chair Karen Redman said staff monitor social media and is aware of the plans. The police and Waterloo bylaw will no doubt have their own operational considerations, and it will be Waterloo Regional Police Services that will be coordinating a response, she said. Redman is also calling word of the protest and division distressing. She said, "Nobody has enjoyed the pandemic. We're all tired of this." Redman asked anyone planning on participating to put community safety above all else, and she condemned the use of any hate speech or racist attacks. Shelley Walker, CEO of Cambridge-based Women's Trucking Federation of Canada, said the network has heard word of the rally from different areas, including Harrison and Alamer. "Not just the truck drivers but from farmers, now that they've been out and about protesting and are planning on joining these convoys," she said. Walker said WTFC represents all the grassroots of the trucking organization and urged that the views don't represent the vast majority of the trucking industry. She said that out of 317,000 truckers, around 16,000 are affected by the vaccine mandate. Smaller, radical groups are starting to join them, and once they're all mixed together in a crowd, you don't know who is who anymore. So, don't just assume because something's going wrong or you're seeing a flag burning or anything like that, that it's a truck driver that's doing it," Walker said. Truck drivers have been targets of those against the ongoing protest in Ottawa. She said, "We've already had a couple drivers that have reached out to us that they've had some vandalism to their trucks where they parked them, even though they're not involved in these convoys. People, just because you see a truck, don't assume it's been involved in that convoy. Take the time, ask." Past protests against COVID-19 measures drew large crowds to uptown Waterloo. Regional police estimated around 500 people attended a rally in January. Heads up for Waterloo. Uptown to have a protest, Saturday and Sunday at noon. pic.twitter.com/xouoc, Ashley Fox, @Ashley_promise, February 4, 2022. The event is not affiliated with Wilfrid Laurier University. Special Constable Service will be on campus and will monitor any impacts while supporting the safety of the Laurier community. Two halves at WLUSCS, Wilfrid Laurier University, at Laurier, February 4, 2022. We advise you to exercise caution if you are in the area around Uptown Waterloo during this time. Follow the news and at WRPS today for alerts and developments. More. https://t.co/b3rrtsbvqu, University of Waterloo, at UWaterloo, February 4, 2022. A message from Brian M. Larkin, Chief of Police, regarding the Freedom Convoy gatherings. https://t.co/ogrursa1pic.twitter.com/p67wegame, Waterloo Regional Police, at WRPS Today, February 4, 2022.